Concours Écricom 2013, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 20. Silencing the smartphone. Resolutions to change behavior are common, but they usually involve exercising more or smoking less. Now, some companies are adopting policies aimed at weaning employees from their electronic devices. Atos, an international information technology company, plans to phase out all emails among employees by the end of 2013, and rely instead on other forms of communication. And employees at Daimler, the German automaker, can now have incoming email automatically deleted during vacations, so they do not return to a flooded inbox. An automatic message tells the sender which person is temporarily dealing with the employee's email. No one is expected to be on call at all hours of the day and night, and switching off after work is important, says Sabrina Schrimpf, a Daimler spokeswoman, referring to the company's recently released report, Balanced, Reconciling Employees' Work and Private Lives. A study conducted last spring by the Pew Research Center's Internet and American Life Project found that while mobile phones were valued as a way to stay productive, there were downsides to being available at all times. The nationwide survey of 2,254 adults found that 44% of cell phone owners had slept with their phone next to their bed and that 67% had experienced phantom rings, checking their phone even when it was not ringing or vibrating. Sam Chapman, chief executive of Empower Public Relations in Chicago, said he used to feel phantom vibrations and frequently read and sent email on his BlackBerry in the middle of the night. He slept poorly, did not feel refreshed in the morning, and considered himself addicted. So Mr. Chapman adopted what he called a BlackBerry blackout policy. He and his staff of about 20 turn off their BlackBerries from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. on weekdays and completely on weekends for all work-related use. He said the policy has increased company productivity. Experts say there is no firm data on how many companies have policies restricting the use of electronic devices outside the office. Wayne Rivers, president of a consulting firm in Raleigh, North Carolina, said many companies value employees who answer their phones at 1 in the morning. In most cases, it's left up to each worker to exercise the discipline necessary to avoid exhaustion and burnout. Sherry Turkle, a professor of the Social Studies of Science and Technology at MIT, and author of Alone Together, Why We Expect More from Technology and Less from Each Other, said, "I'm optimistic because I think that everybody is feeling the pinch. Employees are too busy using devices to have the conversations that matter and are necessary to get business done. I don't use the metaphor of addiction," said Ms. Turkle. "We shouldn't give it up. It's more like food and being on a digital diet. The questions that we should ask are, what are the healthy choices?"